Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have another martyr during this Christmas season. Today we celebrate St. Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, lived in the 12th century and was murdered in front of the altar of Canterbury Cathedral. His story is amazing and it's very powerful, especially when you visit the place of his murder, you will see a big altar with swords hanging over it. So I hope you go and visit one day. There is a kind of parallel though with St. Thomas and Jesus in the Christmas story. If you get a chance, have a look at your nativity scene at your local church or online or whether you have one at home and see if you find Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloths as it is described in Luke's gospel. Although it may invoke for you a sense of sentimentality or cuteness, Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloths is a kind of clue, because the next time you see Jesus wrapped is when he's taken down from the cross and laid in a tomb. The church fathers saw the manger as a kind of altar, for a manger is the place where animals eat their food. After all, he was born in Bethlehem, and Bethlehem literally means house of bread. Lastly, the phrase swaddling cloths is a term to describe strips of old priestly garments, which in the temple were stripped and used for wicks in the oil lamps to light the fire during Jewish feasts. Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloths is therefore a kind of priestly image, a sacrificial image, and the manger is the altar. In Christmas, we already see prefigured the hour of his death, and the image extends to us further into its fulfillment in every Mass, where Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, sacramentally rests on the cloths of the altar, waiting for us to feast on the bread of life. Let us pray. Almighty and invisible God, who dispersed the darkness of this world by the coming of your light, look, we pray, with serene countenance upon us, that we may acclaim with fitting praise the greatness of the nativity of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.